McDonald's is scaling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts, pointing to a U.S. Supreme Court decision as the catalyst for the shift. The fast food giant had previously set goals to improve racial and gender diversity across its workforce, from entry-level positions to top executives. McDonald's announced that many of its initiatives will end, including diversity training and external surveys measuring workplace inclusion. The current diversity team is also being renamed the Global Inclusion Team. In a statement on Monday, January 6th, the company said, "This name change is more fitting for McDonald's in light of our inclusion value and better aligns with this team's work." The move follows a 2023 Supreme Court ruling that deemed race-based admissions and other tactics at universities unconstitutional. The ruling prompted numerous companies to reconsider or halt their DEI programs. In a statement, McDonald's chairman and CEO, Chris Kempczinski, said that inclusion remains part of the company's core. "We will continue to lead with empathy, treat people with dignity and respect, and seek out diverse points of view to drive better decision-making," Kempczinski said. The company rolled out its diversity initiatives in 2021 after multiple lawsuits, including claims of sexual harassment and racial discrimination against Black franchise owners. According to McDonald's, 30% of its leadership now comes from minority groups. The company also reported achieving pay equity between male and female employees in 2021. McDonald's joins a growing list of companies, including Walmart, Toyota, Harley-Davidson, and John Deere, that are reducing their participation in DEI programs. Meanwhile, Costco remains committed to its DEI initiatives, with public statements reaffirming its dedication to diversity practices.